U.S. Greater Than Study, Masks Prevented Major Coronavirus Outbreak at Hair Salon, World of Buzz Home News Current Affairs Social Stories Society People Features Lifestyle Travel Food Events and Places Beauty and Fashion Tech Culture Music Relationships Film and TV Sports Opinion Videos Munch Advertise Contribute an article. Contact Connect with us World of Buzz Study, Masks Prevented Major Coronavirus Outbreak at Hair Salon News. Study, Masks Prevented Major Coronavirus Outbreak at Hair Salon. These 9 cosmetics products are banned by MO as they contain poisonous ingredients. Teenage boy dies of the plague in Mongolia. Foreigner without driving license goes into opposite lane and kills lady in Penang. Parliament members called out for not wearing masks during Dewan Rakyat meeting. Current Affairs Social Stories Society. Meet Izzati Souza, the talented Malaysian artist behind these trending tote bags. Majin Company shares the struggles of the Tumuan Orang Asli community, here's their story. Roti Kanai Sarong Teller, Malaysia's latest food trend and we want it. Dr. Noor Hisham gets praised by American colleague for his methods of handling COVID-19 in Malaysia. Did you know that Sarawak still uses English as its official language? Here's why. People Features Lifestyle. Chocoholics, you can visit these 10 places in Klang Valley to satisfy your sweet tooth. Samyang toothpaste actually exists and you can get it now for just ₱22 on Shopee. Japanese discount store Don Don Donki will be opening their first Majin outlet in Lot 10. Wab Tries, Family Mart has a creme brulee flavored ice cream that got us drooling. Delivery Pomeranian works overtime to support the burden of being adorable. Travel food events and places beauty and fashion tech culture. Meme compilation, is this real life or are we all just cake? 10 types of people you might meet on dating apps. Justin, Granty Mahara, host of Mythbusters, has passed away at 49, from a brain aneurysm. Glee star Naya Rivera's body found in California Lake after 6-day search. Study shows that we will never forget the songs we listened to in our teens. Music relationships film and TV sports opinion. Why are politicians who give racist remarks still being allowed to represent Malaysians? Should victims be blamed for sexual harassment when even religious clothing is sexualized? Al Jazeera making false claims against Malaysia, frontliner who treated immigrants speaks out. Stop victim blaming and promoting rape culture in Malaysia. Videos. Malaysians ride roller coaster 18 times. Alexander 23 spins the Malaysian wheel. Chup. Ratatouille makes wonton mee. Black lives in Malaysia, what is racism like for you? One Malaysia plays, left 4 dead 2. Munch share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. 2 U.S. hairstylists who wore masks while infected with the coronavirus did not pass on COVID-19 to nearly 140 clients they saw over the course of several days, a study said Tuesday, the 14th of July. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, which released the report, said the findings added weight to universal face covering policies as a means of slowing the spread of the SARS-CoV-2 virus. On May 12, a hairstylist, Stylist A, developed respiratory symptoms at a salon in Springfield, Missouri and continued working with clients until May 20, when she received a positive test for the new coronavirus. Stylist A ignored medical advice to self-isolate after her test on May 18. A second hairstylist, Stylist B, who had been exposed to the first, developed symptoms on May 15 and also continued working until May 20, when Stylist A got her result. Stylist B tested positive 2 days later. At this point, the salon closed for 3 days for disinfection while Greene County health officials performed contact tracing, identifying a total of 139 clients seen by the two infected stylists. The rest of the staff were also quarantined for 2 weeks. During their interactions with clients, both stylists had worn masks. Stylist A had worn a double-layered cotton face covering, while Stylist B had worn either a double-layered cotton face covering or a surgical mask. But even when Stylist A had symptoms, the two stylists interacted with each other while neither was masked in intervals between clients. All 139 clients were monitored for symptoms for the next 2 weeks, and testing was offered to all of them, to be performed 5 days after their exposure. None of the 67 who were tested were found to be positive, and none of those who refused testing reported symptoms over the next 14 days when they were sent daily text messages inquiring after their health. The customers were roughly gender balanced, and their ages ranged from 21 to 93, with a mean average of 52. The overwhelming majority wore masks for the entire duration of their appointments, which ranged in duration between 15 minutes and 45 minutes. The clients mostly wore cloth masks or surgical masks, while about 5% wearing N95 respirators. Scientists believe that although large droplets emitted by people when they cough or sneeze are primarily responsible for spreading COVID-19, smaller droplets released during ordinary speech are also potentially dangerous. This is particularly important because people might spread the virus unknowingly in the 2 to 3 days before they develop symptoms, or a carrier in rare cases may never develop symptoms. The authors of the CDC report concluded, widespread adoption of policies requiring face coverings in public settings should be considered to reduce the impact and magnitude of additional waves of COVID-19. Source, AFP Relax News. Also read, Consumer Ministry says barbers can only charge extra RM3 for disposable gloves and cape. Source, Reuters Source, WBUR Share Tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Contribute an article, advertise, contact terms of service privacy policy. Part of the INFLUASIA network. Copyright 2020 World of Buzz. All rights reserved. You have reached the end of this story.